A Tibetan teacher, believed to be the longest-serving political prisoner in China, was released over the weekend and flown to meet his niece in Washington. Jigme Sangpo has been in a Chinese prison since 1983. Joining us on the line is John Kam, a human rights advisor who helped negotiate his release. Mr. Kam, who is Jigme Sangpo?
Jigme Sangpo is from a well-regarded Tibetan family. He's a teacher and an intellectual. And he has spent probably half of his life in prison for the nonviolent advocacy of his political and religious beliefs.
So for most of the last 30 years, he's been in prison. Why do you think the Chinese are releasing him now?
The Chinese government has decided to try to improve relations with the United States in the aftermath of September 11th. They've looked at various things they can do, and they've come to the conclusion that one of the things they can do, given the interest in Tibet, the support for Tibet among members of Congress and the American people as a whole, they've decided to release long-serving Tibetan prisoners.
So I gather you think this has more to do with U.S.-China relations than China's attitudes towards Tibet itself.
The Chinese government has, in the past, from time to time, used prisoner releases to signal a change in domestic policy, whether it's with respect to the Vatican or what have you. I don't yet see enough to justify that kind of conclusion. As of right now, I believe that the principal reason for releasing Jigme Sangpo and the half dozen other Tibetan prisoners who've been released in recent months, the principal reason is the desire to improve relations with the United States.
Do you think the Chinese will get any benefit diplomatically from his release?
Well, again, not only in the United States, I should stress that Jigme Sangpo has been the most important prisoner at the top of European prisoner lists for many years. So it's not just a question of perhaps improving relations with the United States. Yeah, I think they do. They do feel that, given the interest in Tibet and the support for Tibet, that by releasing Tibetan prisoners, they will reap some benefit.
What do you think you might learn from Jigme Sangpo and the others?
Well, Jigme Sangpo is very sharp mentally. I did meet with him. I was permitted to meet with him in Lhasa on June 17th. He has been in China's most famous prison for political prisoners for nearly 20 years, and has been very much a leader in prison, has always advocated nonviolence, and has been instrumental in keeping protests nonviolent.
Mr. Kam, tell us how you and others who were committed to this man's release were able to arrange for it.
This particular set of discussions with the Chinese government has been going on for about 4 or 5 months. We regularly, people like me, regularly put together prisoner lists, and we submit them to the Chinese government. And the Chinese government comes back and gives us information. I've been doing this for about 13 years. Looking at the information, I can see who the Chinese government might be willing to release. And based on that information, I will then press harder, relatively speaking, on some cases than others. It became clear to me towards the end of last year, based on the information they were giving me, that it was possible that they might release this Jigme Sangpo.
Well, Mr. Kam, thank you very much.
Well, thank you.
John Kam is the executive director of the Doi Hua Foundation, a human rights group focused on U.S.-China relations.